Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
You know, I think we're in a situation where we had a lot of new faces, a lot of new players, and new style of play, new coaching staff, all that stuff. You know, we just weren't able to get any traction.
He was fine. He got along with everybody. I think we never had an issue with us. He was good. Like I said, his experience, I think, helped us a lot. He brought a lot for us from that side. So, yeah, I think that's we never had any issues with Serge, and it was good. It just didn't work as a team.
It was going to be a fun game. You know, Serge's talented, very physical. He enjoys winning. He likes to play hard. So, it's qualities that make for a good matchup.
Good matchup it's going to be indeed. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the city beautiful. Tonight's one, I think everybody, since about Valentine's Day, has honestly been waiting for, they've been prepping for, they circled on their calendars. Not only is it the night that Terrence Ross returns to the place that he grew up for 5.5 years, it's also the first time the Magic will take on Serge Ibaka since they elected to send him to the self-proclaimed Kings of the North for a package that netted them not only Terrence Ross, but also a future first-round pick. And we're going to talk about that trade and not only the package that sent them, not only the package that returned them Terrence Ross and the first-round pick, but also the package they gave up to acquire Serge Ibaka. And that's going to be on the mindset of today's show. Are you happy with it, or do you think that they should have stayed the course with Serge Ibaka? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Elfrid Payton the other night against Detroit. We'll talk about that 31-point win. We'll also talk about his fourth triple-double this month and his seventh career triple-double. And if you think Elfrid Payton is your starting point guard moving forward. And segment number two, we'll give you our three keys to success for tonight's Magic game as they get set to take on a Toronto Raptors team that has now won 5 successive contests. And then we'll also give you our Magic matchup. So there's a lot to unpack there and there's a lot to talk about. 407-916-8255 is the number. 407-916-8255 is the number. The text line, 50857. That's 50857.
What's trending now?
Well, I think you have to try your first plan, you know, and hope that it works out. Try to do everything you can to make the plan that you put in place in the summertime make it work out. So, no regret.
You know, in the beginning it was new person. At some point it was no more person. It was just frustration, you know, because I was, like I said, you know, in the beginning we all was so exciting and we had the pictures and then, you know, the way it was, we was hoping this thing go, it didn't go that way. And then it started to become more frustration than person.
It's always just that, you know, you're just kind of wondering what's next, like what's that next step, you know, what's to come. And I think that's what I was looking forward to. I didn't know really what happens next when you get traded. So it was all a learning experience for me, and I just take it step by step.
So we mentioned in the open, you heard it right there from head coach Frank Vogel. You also heard Serge Ibaka, and you heard the guy that the Magic acquired in that deal in one, Terrence Ross. That when things are not going well, you tend to stick with your plan because you want to see your plan work. It's just right, anytime you hire an employee at your job and that employee's not succeeding, well, you do everything in your power to make sure that that employee succeeds. Because it's something that you put together, it's a guy that you hired, and it's a guy that you have invested time and effort into. And that's what the Magic had with Serge Ibaka. So tonight, the headline story involves Terrence Ross's return to a place where he spent his first 5.5 years developing as a basketball player. Or wait, is it Serge Ibaka playing his former employer? See, over a month ago, the Orlando Magic and Toronto Raptors elected to make a move in the agate. At the time, both franchises were sludging along. The Magic were marred in a campaign that was both vexing and confounding. What I mean by that is the Magic had hopes of being a playoff team. They wanted to compete for that 8th and 7th spot in the Eastern Conference. Because after 4 years of rebuilding, it was time to flip the switch. It was time to change the rhetoric. And they thought that acquiring a player like Serge Ibaka, a guy that had been to the Western Conference Finals, a guy that had been to the NBA Finals, and that also played with two superstar players in Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, they thought that his winning mentality was exactly what this team needed. And on paper, when you saw it, you said, why not? You had Nick Vucevic, you had Serge Ibaka, and then you also had a young, developing player like Aaron Gordon. And then in the offseason, you also re-signed Evan Fournier, and you had a young, developing point guard in Elfrid Payton. And we'll get to that in a matter of moments. But why it was confounding was because you couldn't figure out why this unit didn't work together. But when you saw it in the numbers and when you watched them play, you noticed far too often the paint was sludged. Your guys like Aaron Gordon, as well as Elfrid Payton and Evan Fournier, couldn't get to driving lanes because they were all playing out of position, and they didn't necessarily fit their strengths. So that was why it was both vexing and confounding. And meanwhile, for the Toronto Raptors, you had a unit that was supposed to challenge the Cleveland Cavaliers for supremacy in the Eastern Conference. The only problem, the Dinosaurs were dealing with injuries. So both teams elected to make a trade in order to fix their deficiencies. And honestly, it's paid dividends so far for both. The Magic during that time have gone 6-9 throughout 14 games with Terrence Ross. And when you look at the numbers, both offensively and defensively, if you measure their defensive rating and their offensive rating, they've climbed in both categories, which is sufficient. Yes, the sample size is not 57-some-odd games like you had with Serge Ibaka. It's much smaller. But you can begin to notice trends. You can begin to notice when players are making another step in their basketball game. Meanwhile, for the Toronto Raptors, they were sludging along. This was a team that I think at one point had lost like 6 or 7 contests. And they were falling from the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference all the way down to about that 6 or 7 range. Now the other night, on Saturday night, they clinched their 4th successive playoff berth. Right now they reside at the 4th spot in the Eastern Conference with just a game separating themselves from the Washington Wizards. But the bigger story about all this, right, Matt, is over the course of the summer, the Magic sent out 3 assets. They sent out Victor Oladipo, the rights to the number 11th pick, which eventually was Domantas Sabonis, and then also the expiring contract of Ersan Ilyasova. So you gave up 3 assets to acquire 1 player that over 57 games never fit with your current roster. And so you sent that player out, and you pivoted, and you made a move to acquire a guy that you think now fits with the system that you're trying to play. You're trying to go smaller. You're trying to play more to your player strengths. One, you give Elfrid Payton more driving lanes. You move Evan Fournier, a bigger guard that had trouble guarding shooting guards, back to his more natural 3. And now you slide an athletic Aaron Gordon back to the 4 where he can be closer to the basket and open up driving lanes. Now, the hard part is you're saying, well, you sent out all those fantastic assets, a guy like Victor who you're going to have another 4 years, and the number 11 overall pick for a guy that you have under contract 2 more years and probably the rights to a pick that is the lesser of 2 Toronto's picks for someone that's probably going to be about 24th. And it's tough to gauge. And so that's the question we ask today. Now, after you look at it, because it's essentially 3 assets for Terrence Ross, are you happy with the move that the Orlando Magic made? And yes, you want to judge it instantly, the second that the trade was made. But now after 14 games, I can honestly say that it was a fantastic move by this front office. Yes, it's tough to give up a player that you dealt so many things for, and it's a guy that you had high hopes for. But it happens throughout the course of professional franchises all the time. You make moves that don't necessarily work out. The way out of it is how you manage that, how you make sure that you get out from under it. And I thought the Magic did the absolute best case scenario they could. And when I look at this, Matt, I look at it as a trade that in the end result or the immediate result is probably not exactly what you wanted. You wanted to be a playoff team. There's no doubt about that. You want to build a winning culture. But you also want to have guys that want to be here. And we became apparent that you heard it from Serge Ibaka right there in that context that he was frustrated with the way things had gone. So you want a guy that wants to be here and he wants to play a role. And I think they have that with Terrence Ross. And I think that moving forward, this team is better equipped not only to end this year, but to begin next year to make that run.
Absolutely, Aaron. And I think part of it is when you're making a trade like that, you can't look back at what you've already given up. You can't look back at the moves that have been made. You have to make the best move for your team right now and your best move for your team moving forward. I don't think there's any doubt that we made the best move we could.
So the Magic played 57 games with Serge Ibaka. 407-916-8255 is the call-in number. That's 407-916-8255. The question is, are you happy with the result of this trade? Terrence Ross will make his return to the Air Canada Center tonight, where he spent 5.5 years. It's going to be an emotional night. You're also going to go up against Serge Ibaka, a guy that you acquired in a summertime deal. Well, those two flip-flop spots at the trading deadline. So our question to you is simple. Do you think the trade has paid dividends for Orlando so far? And I know everybody loves to talk about the trade machine. But the proof is in the numbers so far, Matt. You were 21-36 with Serge Ibaka occupying that powered forward spot. And the main reason it didn't work is because during that same summertime, you went out and you signed Bismack Biyombo. Now, you also had three centers on that team. And Serge said earlier today that he would have loved to play center more. The problem is you can't sit a player like Nick Vucevic, who is probably your best offensive player on this team. And more importantly, Bismack Biyombo's ceiling is probably a little bit higher than what Serge Ibaka's is right now. Yes, the offensive game is not as refined. And yes, you can argue that during the time that Serge was here, he was their most efficient and prolific scorer. He was around 15.5 points per game, but he was also shooting about 49% from the field. But if you play Serge at the center spot, then you're taking away minutes from both Nick Vucevic and Bismack Biyombo. And that was something that, when you look at it, those three guys are probably your best. They're three of your best players, right? And typically, you want to play your best players. And in order to play that lineup, well, you got to choose one of the three. And you're probably going to choose Serge because you were trying to re-sign him in the offseason and you were trying to make a player happy. But to me, you simply couldn't do that.
No, you couldn't, Aaron. You're juggling too many things at one spot there. And the other thing is, with Serge, he's not the same defensive player that we've seen in years past. We were expecting him to come in and be that defensive stalwart for this team, and playing him at the center position especially, I'm not sure he was going to give you exactly what people expect when you say the name Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, exactly. And the caveat is, okay, when the Magic elected to go big, they were playing smaller, quicker lineups that defensively could frustrate them, right? And oftentimes on runouts, you didn't have the personnel that could keep up. But at the same time, when you look at what they've gotten from Terrence Ross, and I'm going to throw these numbers out there, and I know numbers don't necessarily work fantastic on radio, but it's more just the proof is in the sample size. Orlando is 6-9. They're three games under 500. But when you look at the rest of the way, they have nine games left. I expect that number to kind of even out, especially when you have two games left against the Brooklyn Nets. You have a contest against Detroit, who you just pummeled by 31 points. There's a chance to kind of even that out since the post-All-Star break. But before Terrence Ross, your offensive rating was 29th in the league, your defensive rating was 22nd, and your net rating was 28th. So you were in the bottom fifth of the league in every single category, essentially. Post-Terrence Ross, or with Terrence Ross, you're 25th in offensive rating. Yes, you've only jumped four slots, and that's not a huge number. But defensively, you're 20th. And that says a lot with a smaller lineup. And your net rating is about 21 or 22. So there's a big difference in the points per game that you're scoring and the points you're allowing. Because you're allowing the same amount of points per game, but you're scoring nearly eight more points per game during that time span. So 407-916-8255 is the number. 407-916-8255 is the call-in number. The question is simple. Are the Magic better off post the Serge Ibaka trade? We want to get your thoughts. We want to get your text. 508-57 is the text line. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Shell hanging on. Shell, how's it going, my man?
Hey, man. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Hanging right in there. Hey, so I think I definitely think we got the best of the trade. I just don't think that Serge was ready to be the number one guy. I don't blame him for it. I just think it must be kind of tough when you're going to a team and you're automatically expected to be the number one best player on the team. And I really think that's probably what they were trying to saddle him with. And maybe he felt that and just wasn't ready for it. I think he'll fit right in Toronto, where he's got, you know, DeRozan and McCollum just to land on there, but or Lowry rather, DeRozan and Lowry. But that's just my thoughts on it.
And Shell, that's a perfect mindset to have, because Serge Ibaka said during shoot around earlier today that when he got traded to Orlando, he felt pressure, and pressure is never a word that you want from an alpha dog mentality guy. You want a guy that. Serge Ibaka said all along that he wanted to be the focal point of a team. Well, when you get that opportunity, you need to take it. And Terrence Ross has struggled with that, because Terrence Ross, when he came here, was probably a fourth or fifth option for the Toronto Raptors. And the Magic consistently have said that you need to be a massive focal point of our offense. And you can see it in his numbers. There are times this year that Terrence Ross has maybe taken six or seven shots throughout the course of a game. And then following a post-game press conference, Frank Vogel said he needs to get more shots than that. And I think if you look at probably his last four or five, he's averaging around 12.5 shots per game. And the reason you want Terrence kind of fitting into that mentality is because you need a guy that can score like Terrence Ross has the ability to get. And you also need him to develop that mindset heading into next year. So it kind of goes both ways. You know, when I have a player that says I feel pressure, that worries me because I want a guy that wants to take that opportunity. And so far what we've seen is, while it's been an adjustment period for Terrence Ross, he also has that assassin mentality that if he gets the basketball and if he finds his shot within the offense, he's going to take it and he's not going to worry about it. And that kind of goes back to what Shell was saying. You know, if you're not ready to be that number one guy, then I got to find someone that can be, right?
Absolutely. And I think we've seen from day one when Terrence came in here, he's not afraid of the moment. He's not afraid of getting that opportunity. We heard him in his first press conference say, these last couple years, I've been stuck behind DeRozan. I've been stuck behind Lowry. I haven't had my opportunity to be the guy. And so when he came here, he didn't feel pressure. What he felt was opportunity, and he's making the most of it so far. One last thing, Aaron, you were talking about numbers, and I'm not a huge numbers guy, but 36 assists in that Detroit game, yep. That ball movement is something that's really going to get this team going on the offensive end.
Yeah, and you know, we probably carved out half this show to be about Elfrid Payton and what he's done. Look, four triple-doubles in this month. Part of that is because of the trade that brought Terrence Ross, because it opened up the floor for everybody. It opened up the spacing. And I talked to Elfrid at the OMYF Gala the other night, and he said a big part of his success is Terrence not only helping them space the floor, but it moved Evan back to the three, and it opened up driving lanes for Aaron Gordon. And if you look and you watch how Elfrid Payton and Aaron play together, those two have a rhythm, and they click with one another. Now, part of it is because they're in the same draft class, and they played with each other for 3 years. But it shows what those two have the ability to. Okay, we do have to duck at a quick break. Just a reminder, Magic fans, it's never too early to score your tickets for next season. For a limited time only, you can see every Magic game all season long for only $50 per month with a Fast Break season pass. From October to April, catch every dunk, every team, and every NBA superstar during the 17-18 season. All you got to do is call 407-89-MAGIC. That's 407-89-MAGIC to purchase the Fast Break season pass now. When we return, we'll recap everything heading into tonight's game. We'll also give you our Magic matchup. All that and more coming up on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Give your child a pure magic summer with an Orlando Magic Youth Basketball Camp presented by United Healthcare. Choose from more than 20 camps June through August at locations throughout Central Florida. Expert coaches instruct boys and girls ages 6 to 17 through skills, drills, and live games. Every camper also receives a basketball, t-shirt, and ticket to a Magic game. Register now at OrlandoMagic.com/youth.
I mean, it's just the team, really. The staff, you know, all the people I've grown to know over the years. And it's just, you know, everybody that you kind of connect with over the years. I think that's more, you know, I'll look back on more so than, you know, the highlights and the career and accomplishments. But, I mean, it's just the people.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. The voice you heard right there was one of Terrence Ross. He will officially make his return to the Air Canada Center as the Orlando Magic are getting set for a 7:30 tip time tonight as they take on the self-proclaimed Kings of the North, and that would be the Toronto Raptors. And look, we spent an entire segment talking about the trade that brought Terrence Ross to Orlando and its impact, but I think one thing that Matt and I were talking about off-air, and it's something that we initially carved out this entire show to be about, and that is the play of Elfrid Payton, and you simply cannot deny everything that he's done. Now, part of it is because this new pace and space style of play allows Elfrid to play to his strengths. It allows him to get up and down the court at a quicker rate. And not only that, it opens up so many other options for him because there's less stagnicity. That's not a word. But people are less stagnant on the court. And he's having to play in less half-court offenses. Instead, he's able to get the basketball. He's able to get the run. He's able to run out, and he's able to find guys that are streaking towards the basket. Not to mention, his rebounding rate has been incredible. And so prior to today, I asked Matt to kind of look at all 30 point guards in the association. And now these are just starting point guards because our initial question was going to be, is Elfrid Payton now firmly your starting point guard for next year? And I thought it was interesting because I think traditionally it takes about 3 or 4 years until you really know what someone's going to do at that point guard level. And I wanted to prove this with some of the numbers. And Matt, I think some of these things that you found are astonishing when you look at the level of some of these point guards, where Elfrid Payton's numbers are, and where they could be in year four or five.
Absolutely, Aaron. As you said, we took a look at the 30 starting point guards and some of their numbers in their third season of play in the NBA. Elfrid Payton has better numbers in the points category than 9 out of 30 of the starting point guards. Some names on that list that might surprise you: Mike Conley, Kyle Lowry, Ricky Rubio, and Dennis Schroeder, all better in points than those four guys. He's better in assists than more than half the league, 16 of 30 guys, including Steph Curry, Tony Parker, James Harden. And get this, he's better in rebounds than 27 out of 30 of those guys. The only guys who had more rebounds in year three than Elfrid Payton has right now: Damian Lillard, Rajon Rondo, and Russell Westbrook.
And look, Rondo ended up being an all-star level point guard. Lowry now is an all-star level point guard as well. And so when you look at those numbers, it's hard to go away from something like that. When you see the potential and you see the possibility of what you could have if you continue to play this small ball level lineup of where Elfrid Payton can go. Because when you look at him, and the dude doesn't have to get 20 points every night, but if he gets you 12 and if he gets you 10 and 10 every single night, then that's perfectly fine, because then you can supplement everything around him with offense. And I think if you can just get him there defensively, you really have something special.
I agree with you, Aaron, and you're not going to expect Elfrid Payton to go out and score 20 points every night. He's never been a scoring point guard. What his best ability is to get to the rim, and whether he's finishing there or whether he's distributing and kicking out to other scorers, Elfrid's really starting to find his rhythm, especially over the last couple games.
Yeah, so it should be fun. The Orlando Magic getting set for a 7:30 tip time tonight as they get set to take on the Toronto Raptors. We had planned out to do our Magic matchup and our recap, but let's go ahead and just give you our recap for today. So we'll get you set containing, well, the first thing when you talk about keys to tonight's game is containing your emotions. And we talked about this a lot in the first segment. But tonight, Terrence Ross will return to the Air Canada Center, the place that drafted him nearly 6 years ago, and a team that he helped build into an Eastern Conference power. Now he returns as a focal point of a Magic unit attempting to recreate themselves while giving a bigger role to the talented shooting guard. So, Terrence, how do you plan to handle what is sure to be a boisterous atmosphere tonight against the Dinosaurs?
Everybody loved it. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, but I'm happy everybody enjoyed it. It was just something I felt like I had to say on my way out, and just kind of reflecting on the times and how much I've grown, and, you know, just really my first part of my career. So I'm glad everybody enjoyed it.
That was a letter that Terrence Ross penned to the Players Tribune, talking about his time in Toronto and his appreciation for all of their fans. And finally, the last one, managing Serge Ibaka. It's certainly going to be an interesting basketball game inside the Air Canada Center tonight. Look, last summer, the Magic elected to acquire Serge Ibaka in exchange for three key assets. The return simply did not pay dividends. Ibaka never quite became the shot-blocking defensive presence that the Magic envisioned when they acquired him. And earlier today, Ibaka stated that he wished Orlando would have elected to play him more at the center position so the Magic could play with a smaller lineup. That's all irrelevant now. What we know firsthand experience when Serge plays with a chip on his shoulder, that he can be one of the best big men in the league. And we saw it earlier this year when he posted 31 points and hit a game winner in his return to Oklahoma City. So the Magic should expect a very inspired Ibaka tonight, and they have to be prepared for it.
Serge was our most consistent shot maker, that's for sure. He worked on our defensive end, brought a high level of IQ to the defensive game plans in terms of his experience and going into playoff runs and how to guard certain teams and certain guys. Just really enhanced our leadership and IQ from that standpoint, and brought some toughness to us.
Did bring some toughness to this Orlando Magic team, but the key thing, they are 2-1 this season against the Toronto Raptors. Tonight is the fourth and final meeting. Orlando looks for the season series. It should be a lot of fun. Special thanks to our in-studio producer today. His name is Matt Raymer. Gave some good takes. Also had some good nuggets for us. And a special thanks to our network studio producer today. His name is Brandon Kravitz. Magic and Raps tonight at 7:30. We get underway on the network beginning at 7 o'clock. Tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun with Dennis Newman up north. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.